Hey everyone, it's Emily. I am back for another check-in. Just thought I'd say hey to everyone on Anchor and everyone on Apple Podcasts as well. So do subscribe if you haven't already. I'd just check in and say that my sensory Q&A blog post will be going up this weekend. If anyone's got any last minute questions that they want to ask me, anything relating to sensory stuff, sensory processing disorder, even kind of OCD, anxiety, autism, I mean, anything, even life questions, why not? I'm opening it up. You can ask me whatever. Yeah, so any questions, you can get in contact with me a number of different ways. You can call in to Anchor and I'll answer a question on my blog. You can tweet me, you can comment on Instagram, I am available on all the social medias. Just drop me a comment anywhere and I will reply to your question. So yeah, hopefully that'll be going up over the weekend. I've already got like 3 or 4 questions, but I thought I'd just see if anyone else wanted to get involved as well. And I will check in again soon. So I thought it might be quite interesting if I kind of discussed more of my sensory problems and how I cope with my everyday life, just to give, I don't know, some more kind of insight into my coping mechanisms and what I found that works for me. So I work 9 to 5, 5 days a week, so pretty standard, and I work in the creative industry, so I do work in an office, and luckily the office that I work in is quite quiet, which is good, but sometimes it can get noisy, like if people are having conversations nearby, or people are on the phone, or there's lots of kind of phones ringing most of the time. So I do tend to pop my headphones on, or tend to actually just use my little kind of in-ear earphones, that's what they're called. Yeah, so I pop those in, and I tend to listen to like ASMR YouTube tracks. So if you go on YouTube and just search for ASMR, there's like a wealth of different kind of YouTube videos on like background kind of noises, as well as like people as well, like people whispering or like crackling of sweetie wrappers, literally there's loads. So if you don't know what ASMR is, it's worth having a look on YouTube. So I go on YouTube and I find listening to baths running like super relaxing. So I also quite like it listening to it as like kind of background noise. So what I'll do is I'll stick one of those on, and some of them last for an hour or two, so literally I just have that running in the background while I'm doing my work, which is really good, because I have to keep kind of like music, have to keep changing the track and things like that. I find that really helps with the kind of office environment, and it kind of blocks out some noise and gives me like a consistent background noise, which I find helps me focus quite well. I tend to do that if I'm kind of designing things. I don't, like if I'm writing or like typing, I do find it has to be quite a quiet environment. Go on YouTube and have a look at some of the ASMR things. What else do I do at work to help? I do kind of try and take often breaks, so I'll go and make a cup of tea, and I'll also like, if I find the environment is just a little bit too much or just a bit too loud, or people are kind of raising their voices a bit, or you know, having a meeting nearby, I can go off for like a walk sort of round, because we've got kind of 3 floors where I work, so I can go for a bit of a walk, or I can just kind of go to the loo for, you know, 5 minutes and just kind of spend some time somewhere properly quiet. Toilets have always been like a good place to retreat to, no matter where I am, there's always going to be a toilet somewhere I can go and hide in for a little bit, so I find that's quite helpful. Also, what else do I do? So I listen to a lot of path running. I do listen to sometimes white noise or a cabin hum. So almost a kind of a machine humming, or how a fridge hums. I find that that's quite handy to listen to, because it's, I don't know, just having a consistent noise really helps me kind of concentrate. I also kind of make sure that I do take breaks from my screen, because I do find that quite difficult to stay so focused, and screen brightness and things like that can really affect me. So I'll always try and kind of take breaks and make sure I kind of get away from my desk. And also it's good for in terms of inspiration for designing and stuff, it's good to get away and come back to things, so that's quite useful as well. Also, what's really good about where I work is that I can wear my own clothes, so I can essentially wear what I'm comfortable in, which is really good, because I'm not kind of faffing with a work uniform or anything like that, so I find that's quite good as well. So I'm kind of comfortable, and I kind of just adapt my working environment to suit me.